This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, federal prosecutors took what might seem to be a remarkable step. They asked a judge to drop terror conspiracy charges against Zacharias Moussaoui. NPR's Nina Totenberg is here to explain to us why the government would make such a request. Nina, what is going on?
This is just a game of legal tango. The government has been up to the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, I think by my last count, three times. And each time it gets, this case gets sent back to the trial judge, who has ruled that Zacharias Moussaoui has the right to interrogate witnesses who she says conceivably have information that would exonerate him of the charges that he was involved in the September 11th hijacking, or the planning for it, or the conspiracy, the plot. He's never denied that he was some sort of terrorist. He denies that he was involved in September 11th. So there are all these folks that the United States now has under lock and key abroad, the mastermind, the paymaster, who Zacharias Moussaoui says, let me and my lawyers interrogate them, and they will tell you I didn't have anything to do with this plot. And the judge has said, yes, you have the right, because under the Constitution, you have the right to have exculpatory evidence and to seek exculpatory evidence from witnesses. And she's allowed a video deposition. Well, the last time this was in front of the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, they said, look, we don't have any jurisdiction over this yet because the trial judge hasn't dismiss the charges. She hasn't done anything that actually hurts you yet. So here comes the United States government that says, okay, hurt us. We say, go ahead and dismiss the charges. Make us suffer so we can go up to the Fourth Circuit and say that this is a bad ruling of yours so that we can say we have a concrete example of how we've been injured and that we should have the right to keep these witnesses from testifying. So this is just, I hate to call it a game because it's a very serious game, but at this point it's a legal strategic game, and we aren't at the bottom line by any means yet.
Well, Nina, thank you for clearing that up for us.
Thank you, Michelle.
NPR's legal correspondent, Nina Totenberg.